ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Remembrance of Lord Krishna, Text number 12. Yat Martya Leela Upaikam Swayoga Maya Balam Darshayata Grihitam Vishmapanam Swasya Cha Saubhagardhe परम पदम भूषण भूषण अंगम यन्मर्त्य लीलोपैकम स्वयोगा माया बलम दर्शयता गृहीतम विस्मापनम स्वस्य च सौभगार्दे परम पदम भूषण भूषणांगम यन्मर्त्य लीलोपैकम स्वयोगा माया बलम दर्शयता गृहीतम विस्मापनम स्वस्य च सौभगार्दे परम पदम भूषण भूषणांगम। मर्त्यलीलोपयुक्तं स्वयोगा या बलं दर्शयता गृहीतम् Yet his eternal form which Martya mortal world Leela Upaikam just suitable for the pastime Swayoga Maya Balam potency of the internal energy Darshayata for manifestation, grihitam, discovered, vismapanam, wonderful, svasya, of his own. Cha and Saubhaga Ruddhe of the upland. Param supreme. Padam ultimate stand. Bhushana ornament. Bhushana Angam of the ornament. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Lord appeared in the mortal world by His internal potency, Yoga Maya. He came in His eternal form, which is just suitable for His pastimes. These pastimes were wonderful for everyone, even for those proud of their own appellants, including the Lord Himself in His form as the Lord of Vaikuntha. Thus, His, Sri Krishna's transcendental body is the ornament of all ornaments. Purport. In conformity with the Vedic hymns Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam, the personality of Godhead is more excellent than all other living beings within all the universes in the material world. He is the chief of all living entities. No one can surpass Him or be equal to Him in wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge or renunciation. When the Lord Krishna was within this universe, He seemed to be a human being because He appeared in a manner just suitable for His pastimes in the mortal world. He did not appear in human society in His Vaikuntha feature with four hands because that would not have been suitable for His pastimes. But in spite of His appearing as a human being, no one was or is equal to Him in any respect, in any of the six different opulences. Everyone is more or less proud of His opulence in this world, but when Lord Krishna was in human society, He excelled all His contemporaries within the universe. When the Lord's pastimes are visible to the human eye, they are called Prakata, and when they are not visible, they are called Aprakata. In fact, the Lord's pastimes never stop, just as the sun never leaves the sky. The sun is always in its right orbit in the sky, but it's sometimes visible and sometimes invisible to our limited vision. Similarly, the pastimes of the Lord are always current in one universe or another. And when Lord Krishna disappeared from the transcendental abode of Dwarka, it was simply a disappearance from the eyes of the people there. It should not be misunderstood that His transcendental body, which is just suitable for the pastimes in the mortal world, is in any way inferior to His different expansions in the Vaikuntha Lokas. His body manifested in the material world is transcendental, par excellence, in the sense that His pastimes in the mortal world excel His mercy displayed in the Vaikuntha Lokas. In the Vaikuntha Lokas, the Lord is merciful towards the liberated or Nitya Mukta living entities, but in His pastimes in the mortal world, He is merciful even to the fallen souls who are Nitya Baddha or conditioned forever. The six excellent appearances which He displayed in the mortal world by the agency of His internal potency, Yoga Maya, are rare even in the Vaikuntha Lokas. All His pastimes were manifested not by the material energy but by His spiritual energy. The excellence of His Rasalila at Vrindavan and His household life with 16,000 wives is wonderful even for Narayana in Vaikuntha. Is certainly so for other living entities within this material world. His pastimes are wonderful even for other incarnations of the Lord, such as Sri Rama, Narasimha and Varaha. The opulence was so super excellent that His pastimes were adored even by the Lord of Vaikuntha, who is not different from Lord Krishna Himself. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salataya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. such a wonderful verse. Right? Actually, I have chosen this verse because we are going to describe Krishna Leelas for next 1 week, right? Till the Janmashtami. So we should understand little bit tattva of Krishna Leela also, and then later on we'll describe Govardhan Leela pastime. You know, what is the tattva behind that Govardhan Leela and all that. So Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, he addressed Sukadeva Goswami, I want to hear only about Krishna now, only Krishna. You know, Muni Saptama, he addressed you know, Sukadeva Goswami as Muni Saptama. You know, the best of all munis. You know, as all of you know, Sukadeva Goswami, he would stay in anybody's house as much as, you know, cow is milked, that much time only. So it is so difficult, you know, for anybody to keep him, you know, fixed in one place for 7 days. So somebody as powerful as Sukadeva Goswami in hearing is required. That was Parikshit Maharaj. Right? So sometimes we say, you know, his anger is born first, later on he is born. Right? Sometimes we say like that, right? Because he is such an angry, egoistic person. That's why we say like that. So in regards with Parikshit Maharaj, we can say, his bhakti is born first, later on Parikshit Maharaj is born. Right? Right from the, you know, womb, he is a devotee of Krishna. So that is why Sukadeva Goswami, he addressed Parikshit Maharaj that, you know, Samyag Vyavasito, right? Tava Rajarshi Saptama, right? Sukadeva Goswami, he addressed Maharaj Parikshit as Rajarshi Saptama, the best of all. So, Srila Prabhupada comments in one of the verses in the 10th canto Bhagavatam. So, he says that Sukadeva Goswami, he is addressed as Muni Saptama. You know, that one word comes, Amsena, right? In that regard, he says, even though Sukadeva Goswami is addressed as Muni Saptama, still, he can only describe Krishna partially only, because he cannot describe Krishna fully. That's why this word Amsena is used. Prabhupada gives very nice, beautiful meaning to that. So these two great personalities, you know, came together. Right? So, somebody may ask, you know, there are 10, you know, subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Sarga, Visarga, Sthanam, Poshana, then Utu, and Ishan Katha, Manvantara Katha, and Nirodham, and Mukti, and then Ashraya. Right? Ashraya. So somebody may ask, is Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to teach all these things? No. He says that, you know, dasamasya vishesha artham. The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to describe only one aspect, that is Ashraya Tattva, that is Lord Krishna. Right? Sukadeva Goswami kept giving little bit of Krishna in each canto, little. But 9th canto he described about Krishna little bit, and then Parikshit Maharaj said, oh, I am so beautiful, I want to hear only about Krishna, like that. So, but in order to understand Krishna, right, one has to come to a stage, you know, by hearing these 9 cantos of Bhagavatam, where in order to understand Krishna, one requires great sadhana, right? In order to understand Krishna, one needs great samskara. Right? In order to understand Krishna, one needs, you know, fixing of the mind. One should be fixed. So, in order to understand Krishna, one should have unflinching faith. Right? In order to understand Krishna, one should have preeti for Krishna. Right? So, Krishna for Krishna consciousness, in order to get Krishna, by vaidhi bhakti, one cannot get Krishna. Right? Only by love, raganuga vaidhi bhakti, with love, spontaneous devotional service, then only we will get Krishna. So bhakti means, Prabhupada says, love. Right? Bhakti means love. So in order to reach that stage, a person should be of, fixed intelligence. One should be very fixed in his sadhana, like that. So, such people actually, they can get Krishna. So this, Krishna Leelas, actually, there are many people, they actually criticize, and if the absolute is unlimited, if he takes form, then we are limiting him. Right? We are limiting him. So that is why they conclude that the Lord, the absolute truth, impersonal Brahman, he cannot take the form, because if he takes form means, here in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna has exhibited, is Bhagavat Tattva right from the birth of Krishna, right from the birth, right? Lord Ramchandra and other incarnations, after taking birth, after some time, they started performing pastimes. But in the case of Krishna, his birth itself is a pastime, he is Leela, right? So, it is so interesting. In order to dispel that notion that Krishna, the absolute truth cannot take its form, Krishna came in the form of a human being, Narakara, and exhibited such wonderful pastimes that even the Lord Narayana, his own expansion, they feel wondered and they become bewildered. Right? So, when we take birth, when we do activities, Srila Prabhupada criticized Mayavadis that they say all this is Leela. Right? They say we are Bhagavan. Then say, why are you suffering? It is Leela. So Prabhupada said, you should slap that person. Right? When we do something, it is because of our karma. Right? It is called actually Shudra Karma. Right? But when Krishna does, it is Leela. So when Krishna does any activity, that is called Leela. So what is the definition of Leela? Right? So I'll give you. Any activity that is done with Sampurna Jnanam, with complete knowledge, that is Leela. Right? Any activity that is done without any much effort, right? That is Leela. Like if you see, we'll see Govardhan Puja. Hey, Krishna, he lifted Govardhan just like a small boy lifts a mushroom. Right? Or a elephant lifts a lotus flower. Like that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. So that without hard work, without even sweating, he lifted Govardhan. So any Leela means it should be done without any hard labor. Leela means not to be entangled. Namam karmani limpanti, name karma phaleshpraha. Right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, 14th verse, namam karmani limpanti, name karma phaleshpraha. Itimam yobijanati, karma bir nasabadhyate. If anybody understands this one aspect, that Krishna doesn't become entangled even though he performs so many activities, he will become free from all karma bandhan. 4th chapter, 14th verse. Right? So, not to be entangled. And the Leela, another meaning, another aspect of Leela, he exhibits, right? Bhagavat Tattva. Right? Bhagavat Tattva. So, in each, behind each Leela, there is a Tattva. Right? The devotees who are Rasika Bhaktas, they will actually try to understand what is Tattva behind each Leela. Right? Day before yesterday, Bhima Prabhu explained the Tattva behind right? Balaram killing Denuka Asur, right? Balaram killing Pralamba Asur, right? And then we understood, many devotees, they have explained, Tattva behind Lord Balaram appearing in the womb of Devaki, right? It's a beautiful explanation. So, it is, this Leela, while understanding Leela, we all should understand what is Tattva also. That is why, say Krishna Tattva Veta, so Guru Hai. Right? Tadviti Pradipatena, Pariprasnena Sevaya, Upadekshantite Jnanam, Jnaninas, Tattva Darshina. So this Krishna Tattva, we should understand very clearly. So each time when Krishna performs a Leela, he exhibits one Bhagavad Tattva, one Bhagavad Tattva, like that. So, what is the connection between Leela and Tattva? You know, just like there is a fruit, mango or any juicy fruit. What we see externally, fruit only. But we don't see the juice in the mango. But those who are intelligent people, they can actually understand that when the fruit is dried up, there is no juice, then we reject. Oh, there is no juice like that. Right? Like that, the juice is very important for a fruit. Like that, for every Leela, we have to understand what is the tattva behind this. Right? Then, if you simply hear the Leela, you will experience bliss. But if you understand the tattva also along with the Leela, you feel wonderment, you experience wonderment. That is why there is one chapter, right, in Krishna book, Wonderful Krishna, right? Everybody, like that. So this is wonderful. Like that you must understand tattva, right? So, many people, they say, in Andhra, they say, Krishna is Mayavi. Right? Ramchandra, Maryada, Purushottam, very innocent, right? But actually, one Acharya is saying, actually Krishna is very Nadan, very innocent. And Lord Rama is Mayadari Rama, we can say Mayadari. Why? Because if you see Ramchandra, even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never exhibited that he is Bhagavan. How much difficult it must be to hide himself, Even Lord Shiva also at the end, when he said, you are actually Sakshat Vishnu. No. Atmanam Manyate. Dashrath Atmakam. I consider myself as the son of Dashrath. Right? When he was born by Nagastra of Indrajit, Hanumanji called Garuda. Right? Garuda is the enemy of snakes. And then Garuda came and released Ramchandra from the snake Astra, Nagastra. Then as soon as Ramchandra woke up, he said, oh, who are you? Right? Who are you? Because he was afraid that he would address him as Lord, because he was his Vahana. Like that. In order to tell that, he said, who are you? Then Garuda understood, I am not supposed to address him as Lord. But here, Krishna exhibited all his right from the birth, his Bhagavata. He's the supremacy, right from the childbirth. Right from the, that is why Prabhupada said, when he was six days old boy, he actually exhibited that he is Bhagavan to show that all these rascals that who claim God by that they can become God by meditation. That 6 days old boy on the lap of Mother Yashoda could kill such a ferocious demoness like Putana. Right? So this one aspect, please understand that. In order to answer the criticism or apprehension of all these Mayavadis who say that if the Absolute Truth comes in the form, assumes a form, he becomes limited. So in each of his pastimes of the Lord, he exhibited that. Prabhupada says in Third Canto Bhagavatam, the purpose of reading all these literatures is to understand the all pervasive nature of Vishnu. You know, Vishnu means all pervasive. And then Krishna is also known as Vishwam Vishnu Vashaktaro. Right? The first, the name of Vishnu Sahasranama Sotra is Vishwam Vishnu Vashaktaro. Right? So Vishwam. Vishwam means this. Krishna becomes this universe. So Prabhupada writes in 1st Canto Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, Narada's instructions to Vyasadeva. He says, Idam hi Vishnu Bhagavan Ivetaro, that verse. He says, for devotees, Krishna is both personal and impersonal. Right? But in Krishna's pastimes, he exhibited his pastimes. At the same time, he showed to all these Mayavadis and all these impersonalists that he is all-pervading, he is present. So this pastime of stealing butter, you know, once there is one gopi, Kalavati, Mother Yashoda said, all the time they are, you know, complaining that, you know, your boy is, you know, stealing butter, your boy is stealing butter. Then said, hey, Krishna, Yashoda said, my boy is always, you know, playing in my courtyard. How is, you know, stealing butter in your house? If you bring red-handed with the, you know, butter on his hands and mouth, I will believe. So once Kalavati, she was hiding, and then Krishna came. Krishna is very innocent, you know. He is not very expert in stealing butter. So one thing is, you know, he won't eat and go away. First he would feed all the gopas and all the monkeys, then only he will eat. So this Kalavati was hiding. Then when Krishna was start eating, right, I would catch him. So she caught Krishna while eating butter. And then she hid him, Krishna, behind her pallu, and then carrying Krishna. Then they said, Ma Yashoda, dekho, see, here I brought your boy, you know, with nange haath, pakadliya, red-handed, I caught him. Then he said, okay. What are you talking? Itna anyai, itna, so much injustice you are doing to my boy. You know, just see, Krishna is there in my house. Krishna is there in my house. See, he is playing in my courtyard. Right? Then she showed Krishna, Lala, come here. So Lala is there. Then when she removed her veil, she saw her own son. Right? She saw her own son. And then said, just see, Mother Yashoda, my boy is so innocent. So she caught, you caught your own son and saying, you know, you caught my son. Then she was completely bewildered. Right? Then later on, Krishna told, you know, the Kalavati, just see, next time you complain, this time you complained, I exhibited only as your son. Next time you complain, I will look, you know, exhibit myself as your husband. So later on, all the gopis, they became very, after that, no complaint of stealing butter, because they were, afraid that, you know, maybe Krishna will show himself as the husband of the gopi. So this acharyas say that, you know, this show that Krishna has exhibited his omnipotency and omniscient. You know, at the same time, while he was in the childhood form, still like that. You know, each pastime gives us one Upanishad meaning. Each pastime. So while performing sacrifices, you know, you get some phala, result for performing that, yajna. But nowadays it's very difficult. So Vyasadeva wrote all these pastimes that if you read, suppose there is, Garuda Trayana sacrifice is there, right? Which is performed during, Putrakameshti sacrifice, Ramchandra, right? So it is very difficult to perform. But if you hear the pastime of Garuda stealing Amrita, and releasing his mother, you get the same result of performing Garuda Sayana sacrifice. Like that, each and every pastime of the Lord explains, the one Upanishad Tattva. Right? So this pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela and Krishna eating with the along with the Gopas, explains Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Right? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And it is a very like that each pastime gives us a different simply by hearing that pastime you get the result, right? So this is so wonderful that simply by reading Krishna book you get all perfection, right? Not only you get perfection at the end of life, iha paraloka sukha means in this world also you can live very peacefully and comfortably. And you can like that. So actually, this Krishna actually performed two types of leelas. One is Madhurya Leela, another is Aishwarya Leela. So in Madhurya Leela, what are all the pastimes that are performed in Vrindavan? They are actually Madhurya Leela, right? So Madhurya Leela means love, right? Madhurya Leela is Anubhuti Pradana. Anubhuti means experience. So, in Sanskrit, it is said that Ashvadaniyam. Ashvadaniyam means experiencing, when you hear Krishna's pastimes, of especially this Vrindavan pastimes, you get such a feeling, such a loving feeling, such a sweet feeling, that you want to hear more and more, more and more. And Prabhupada, sometimes you get tears in your eyes, right? So Prabhupada said, if you get tears by hearing Krishna's pastimes, all those tears will wash away all the contamination in your heart, right? So so-called jnanis, pandits, they cannot enjoy. There is one pandit, a scholar. What is the definition of a scholar, Pandit Muni? He has to disagree with others. And he has to think, what I am saying is the perfect. That is, so one Pandit was passing by, there was Krishna Katha was going on. And then he said, see these fools, they are simply sitting and wasting their time. Right? That is his first day's observation. And then next day he came. Oh, these fools are still sitting. And that fool is speaking something. And these fools are hearing, wasting their time. Yeah? Like that. Why, they should hear from me. Third day he came. Again he was passing by. Then he observed, these people are still hearing. So I have to check what they are hearing. So he stood there for some time. Right? Effect of Bhagavad Katha. Then he felt good. Again, next day, again he passed by. Then he said, let me sit down and hear what they are talking. What he is talking. So he sat down. Right? Then he saw, then next day again he came. Then he felt, he was feeling bad that many of the devotees, they were shedding tears hearing Krishna's pastimes. Right? Then he said, I am an odd man out. I am mera durbhagya hai ki I am not getting tears. So he is also getting purified. Right? And then seventh day when he came, he said, he thought I should cry. Otherwise everybody will think, I am a useless guy. Right? Like that. And then what he did, he packed in his chadar some few mirchi. Right? And then he put some mirchi, and then he was in between, he was putting his chadar to his eyes so the tears will come. And then there are many people who think that they sunte kam hai or they observe what everyone is doing. Right? In our temple also there are many, everybody is there only bothered about what others are doing. Right? So one person observed, then he went and complained to the Kathakar. Right? That this person, he is actually pretending, he is doing like this. And then the Tatkathakar said, who is that person? Give me the address of that person. Name and address of that person. So. So next day morning, he went to that person's house. So as soon as he opened the door, he was surprised that such a great Kathakar, Bhagavat, he came to my house. Like that. Then immediately, this Kathakar immediately fell at the feet, offered obeisances to the other person. And another person, he was shocked. Why are you offering obeisances? Right? Actually, you showed us that if those tears, after hearing Krishna Katha, don't shed tears, those eyes which don't shed tears after hearing Krishna Katha, they should be punished. That is why you are putting, mirchi to your eyes. So everybody should learn. Like that. So we should reach a stage, where, tears come, from the eyes, from our eyes. Otherwise our hearts are, hard like stones. Right? Like that. So Krishna, that is why Leela Sukha, right? He was actually seeing Krishna's pastimes in his heart. And then he was, he says, although all of you jnanis and yogis, who are searching for Parabrahman in the forest, Vedas are known as Aranyakas. Right? Aranyakas. He was poetic. He said, jnanis and yogis who are searching for Parabrahman in the forest, please give up that forest. And because your Parabrahman is bound by ordinary coward women in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Right? So that is why he was actually saying, Sri Vedanta Desika says, there is a nyaya in Aranyakas. Tatakartu means whatever you think at the time of death, you will become that. Right? You will become that. So he is saying that in Krishna's pastimes, it doesn't work. Because if somebody, suppose you meditate on somebody who is bound, then you will become bound again in the next life. But if you meditate on Krishna's pastime of being bound by Mother Yashoda's rope, right? It will become ulta. Means you will become free. Right? That is a, and one more aspect is that Krishna avataras within avataras. Right? Avatara means a different form coming, right? So it is explained by one acharya that, in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna assumed so many rupas. That is, the devotees, they become ecstatic, meditating on each. One devotee is very fond of Damodara. Another devotee is fond of Giridhari. Another devotee is fond of Kaliya Mardana. Right? Within Krishna, so many rupas he exhibited. And then that is why Leela Sukha was thinking, let that form of Damodar, who has butter on his lips, bound by Mother Yashoda, and then shedding false tears. Right? Like Krishna is also very intelligent, Like Mother Yashoda was about to carrying a stick, Krishna started crying. Mother Yashoda asked, I did not even beat you. Why are you crying? Are marne ke baad rohega to kya fayda? Right? Better I cry now so that you don't beat me. Oh, you are very intelligent. She threw the stick. Like that. So when Nammalvar, Nammalvar heard this pastime and understood the tattva, it is said that for 6 months he became unconscious in ecstasy. Even in Mother Yashoda also, you know, Sugriva Goswami also, he went into ecstasy describing the good fortune of Mother Yashoda. Right? So like that, in each pastime, there is a mantra, Sanak Sujata, it is explained. Each pastime has a one name, right? Like Govinda, Gopala, like that. And each pastime has is explained, one tattva, like that. Sanak Sujata, it is explained that this pastime of Krishna and all the cowherd boys sitting and eating, right? That explains Gopal Yantra, right? And then Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Then it is said that one Vrajabhasha is Madhur Bhasha, right? So I don't know it, but he is saying that when the cows, being greedy to eat green grass, they went away, right? From Krishna and Gopas. And then one cow, you know, she out of great greediness, you know, she left the jund, and then she went ahead to eat more grass. You know, then she was so absorbed in eating the green grass that she forgot that she lost the company of other cows. And then it became evening. So, that Kavi was writing, Dundo Gopala, now that cow was crying, that, oh, now I lost the company of the other cows and I lost the company of Krishna. Right? Then that cow was singing it since that, oh, Dundo Gopala, oh Gopala, please search for me. No, I lost my way. I don't know, how to find the way back to you. So you please search for me. So if you cannot come personally, at least you play your flute. You know, I will hear your wonderful music of the flute and I will come. There is no need to explain. You will all understand who is the one who is eating grass, right? We are all, eating grass, right? Who has to come searching for us? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? Krishna says, "Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja." He is standing there. Nobody surrendered, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? Previously, one has to tasmat gurum prapadyeta. Right? One has to go to the spiritual master and surrender. But in Kali Yuga, spiritual master comes behind us, take initiation. That is their mercy, right? We are not interested. Diksha lelo, diksha lelo. Right? Without diksha, service is not. Right? Mahaprabhu is, we make so many programs. Come. Right? Like that. So these are all wonderful tattva behind all these Krishna's pastimes, like that. So we should understand properly. And then when Krishna comes, in many Puranas and Devi Bhagavatam also, it is said in Kali Yuga, more than this plastic air pollution, water pollution, dharma kalishyam, dharmic pollution is more in Kali Yuga. Right? So, all these dhammas, they lose their power. But, only three dhammas, they retain their full potency in Kali Yuga. You know, who are they? What are they? Varanasi, Vrajdham, and Jagannath Puri. In Kali Yuga, they have full potency of delivering people. Right? So, in Vrindavan, in the air, there is Krishna Prema. Right? In the dhuli there is Krishna Prema, right? And in the jal there is Krishna Prema, like Prabhupada said, in Mumbai there is money in the air. You should know how to catch it, right? If somebody in Mumbai is struggling to build a temple, that means they are fools, they don't know how to catch money in the air. But otherwise Prabhupada said, there is air. Like that in Vrindavan, there is Krishna Prema, not money. Right? But we don't know like that. That is why it is said, Ganga ke jal, Vraj ke raj, Puri ka prasad. You should not see them as material. Right? You should not see them as material. Like that. So simply by entering Vrindavan, right? Simply by taking the dust of Vrindavan, right? Simply by taking little bit water from Vrindavan, right? Simply by having a look at Giriraji, Radhakund, Shyamkund, Kusum Sarovar, one will get Krishna Prema. That is why Prabhupada writes, 10th chapter, 10th canto, 1st chapter, 3rd verse, say that one who takes even a little bit interest in Krishna Katha, right? In Krishna Katha, they will get liberated. Like that. So, some other time we can explain Giriraji pastime fully. So, this, what is the tattva behind Giriraji? What you can learn, you know, from Damodar pastime? What you learn? Enduring and mercy. So from Giriraji pastime, what is the tattva behind Giriraji pastime? Krishna is the supreme protector. As in what else? Yeah. Some more devotees, bolo. Sharanagati. Huh? Anior. Huh? Yeah. Huh? You know, Krishna is a small boy, right? Giriraji 3 miles wide and so huge, right? So huge. He lifted Govardhan and then he told all the devotees, you please come, please come, please come, right? Please come. Anybody will doubt, right? Such a small boy, how can he lift Govardhan? You know, is it safe? Right? Is it safe? Like that? But they have all come under Giriraji, you know, simply by believing the words of Krishna that it won't fall. That is why Acharya has explained that one should have unflinching faith in Krishna's words. You know, that innocence should be there. Whatever Krishna says, we should simply believe. That's it. So, with that unflinching faith, you know, they all come under the shelter of Giriraji. Like that. So, actually this Giriraji pastimes, Sri Jiva Goswami says that the 1000 mouth Anantasesh, even if he describes, you know, for 7 kalpas, he cannot finish the glorification of Giriraji pastime. Right? Giriraji pastime. Like that. So wonderful that all of you know a little on the entire pastime mostly. A few things I will add that when Krishna lifted Govardhan, right? He said one thing. All the gopas and gopis, they were apprehensive because you are such a small boy, you are lifting, you know, like that. Then Krishna told one very interesting thing that actually they asked, Rajavasis and all, there are so many. How can they come under 3 miles with Giriraji? Then Vishnachakur says, quoting Harimansh Purana, that actually Krishna told that don't worry, Giriraj is inconceivable, right? Giriraj is inconceivable, that he could give shelter to all the three worlds, right? He could give shelter to all the three worlds. Then he says, Vishnachakur says, that because of the touch of Krishna's lotus hand, right, that Giriraji became so ecstatic that he expanded himself so much that he expanded and touching the clouds in the sky, and all the deer, all the small animals, wild boars and all that, they actually climbed over the clouds and are not affected by Indra's rain. Right? Indra's rain. And, you know, then he expanded, Giriraji expanded himself. Then, somebody asked Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that, do they pass stool and urine in Golaka? Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta replied, no, they simply subsist by drinking the beauty of Krishna's lotus face. Right? So, the most important feature of Govardhan Leela, you know, is this. That, you know, you just see, when Brahmaji hidden the boys, you know, there are no prayers like 14 chapter prayers, Brahmaji's prayers in the entire Bhagavatam. Krishna was not pleased. He said, go. He didn't even speak one word. Right? Sometimes when we do like give lectures and all, audience is there and without any expression. Right? And then you don't know what you are saying is correct, they are understanding or not. You get very disheartened. Right? Brahmaji is offering prayer after prayer after prayer, and then Krishna was standing without any word. Then Brahmaji thought, if I stay more for some more time, I may commit more offense. That's why he ran away. Right? He didn't say one word. If you see Indra, just imagine, 7 days, 7 nights, continuous rain, thunderbolts, yay, whoa. Like that. Then, after that, you know, when Indra came and offered prayers and all, then he kept his lotus hand on his head and blessed him. Right? Why? Huh? Yeah, because Brahmaji separated his covered boys and the cows from Krishna. So Krishna is offense. But even though Indra, sent all this rain and all, you know, he brought all the Vrajavasis together under Krishna's shelter. You know, the more, Bhanu Maharaj says, that the most significant part of Govardhan Leela is that all the five rasas were exhibited during this pastime. All five rasas. All the Shanta Bhaktas, these Brahmanas and all, they wondered, they were astonished at Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill. Right? All the gopis, they have relished Madhurya Rasa, Shungara Rasa, looking at the lotus face of Krishna. Because all the other Vrajavasis, they were praying that, you know, rain should stop because Krishna is lifting Govardhan Hill and all, so much trouble. But only gopis, they were praying that this rain should not stop. Because other times, you know, they are so much in anxiety to see, meet Krishna. Now, free may will rise. Right? Krishna's lotus face darshan. That is why they are not like that. And then, Sakiras, Dasiras, Raktaka and all, they were affectionately serving Krishna. And Sakiras, Bhattu, he was saying, Madhumangal was saying, oh Krishna, don't worry. You're lifting the Govardhan? No. By my Brahma Tejas, by this golden rod, I am putting, you just don't worry. Right? Like that. When Mother Yashoda was saying, my son, you know, is so much working so hard, you know, he will become tired. See, his face, you know, faded like a lotus flower in the evening, like that. Then I told Krishna, why, you know, we could have both worshipped both Govardhan and Indra also. You know, what is the need for, you know, he won't listen. If you offend demigods and the demons, you cannot be happy in this world. You know, you didn't listen, don't listen to me, you are too, you know, nutcut and all that, she was saying. Then Madhumangal was saying, Ma, why are you worried? You know, see what this Indra has done for us. Right? What this Indra has done for us. You know, he simply sent rain and all these years we are worshipping. You know, just see Krishna, if he had, we should thank Indra. You know, for sending all this rain, because our Gopala is lifting Govardhan hill and performing such a sweet pastime, how we would have got a chance to see Krishna in this form? Right? Mother Yashoda became angry. Oh, impudent Balaka! You know, what are you saying? Do you think lifting Govardhan and working so hard is such a sweet pastime? What are you talking nonsense? Like that, you know. Then, but even Madhumangala also became very afraid, and then Krishna started playing flute. Right? Then Madhumangala told Krishna, my dear friend, killer of Agha, don't play flute. Why? Because, you know, your flute, Venugana, has such a magnificent effect, you know, that Srishtika, you know, opposite ho jata hai. You know, opposite of, you know, nature it happens, you know. All the rivers that are flowing, they become stone. And all the stones, they melt. And if Govardhan out of ecstasy melts, then we all will become vanquished. Please don't play, you know, like that. So, they were all joking like that. And then meanwhile, one gopi was joking with Srimati Radharani that, you know, my dear Sakhi, don't move your eyebrows. You know, Krishna is showing great patience lifting Govardhan hill, but if he sees your eyebrows moving, he may become bewildered, and the parvat may come down. Right? So Srimad Radharani was saying, oh Shame, don't keep your ecstasy to yourself. You know, don't make me also ecstatic. So another gopi said, the significance of Govardhan Lila is that all the devotees, including cows and the calves and grass, everyone is in so much in ecstasy because everybody is looking at Krishna at the same time, and then every devotee felt that Krishna is looking at him directly. That is the most significant part of this. Right? Then but one gopi was telling Srimati Radharani that see, everybody is looking at Shyam Sundar, Giridhari, but Krishna's looks is towards you only. Like that. So yeah, everybody relished this pastime. So I many times told this that actually what is Krishna's favorite name? Govinda, Govinda, right? So, when Shiva Vaishnavacharya explains that why Krishna's, even Haribhakti Vilas also it is mentioned that Krishna's favorite name is Govinda. You know why? Because after this pastime is over, Surabhi and all, they bathe Krishna, and that water only Govind Kund, right? Anybody who bathes in Govind Kund, they will get Krishna Prema. Right? Actually, it is said in Hari Bhakti Vilas that the purest water in the world is considered as Ganga. More purer than Ganga water is the water that has washed the feet of a Brahmana or a Vaishnava. Right? More purer than that water is Samudra Jal. Right? And then more purer than Samudra Jal is the water that we throw after Aarti. The water that we offer in the conch is the purest water in the whole universe. So that is why many devotees I see, are throwing on my face, right? Kapda gilla ho jayega. They don't come forward. But actually, this is the purest water, right? So like that Govind Kund. So then Surabhi and all, they gave the name Govinda. So because Krishna worked very hard. 7 days and seven nights. That is why he got the name. So he earned it. That's why the favorite name. That is why Krishna told when Draupadi was crying, Dwarkadish, Gopal, all that. He was waiting. But as soon as Draupadi said, Govinda, Govinda, and immediately came running. Right? So he has to supply cloth. Usually the sarees, are made in South India. If he has to go to South India and then come back again to Delhi, it takes time. So immediately Krishna ran. So Tirumangai Alvar, he says that Krishna took all the threads from the Mangal Sutras of all Kauravas and supplied sarees to Draupadi. Right? Very beautiful, right? So, that is why Krishna said, just because Draupadi said, Govinda, Govinda, right? I became for eternally indebted to Draupadi. That is why when we go to Tirupati, right? They keep on shouting, right? Edukondavada, Venkatramana, Govinda, Govinda, Apadamukluvada, Govinda, Govinda, Hare Krishna. He got the name only after this Govardhan Puja. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions? Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Praji, for the wonderful description of Govardhan Lila. You compared the Brahma Vimohan Lila, the offense of Brahma versus the offense of Indra. The Leela turned out to be in favor of the devotees and Krishna in the Indra's case. But on the part of Indra, his intention was like to kill the Vrajvasis, to kill the devotees. Brahma at least did not desire to kill the devotees. He just wanted to try, test Krishna. So on the part of Indra, the intention was more malicious. So how did Lord did not
take offense?
Yeah.
Right? In Vrindavan, the gopas, gopis, cows and the calves, moving and non-moving entities, they all love Krishna. And Krishna loves them back. Right? So, even though unintentionally Indra, Brahmaji, before going back, he asked Krishna, he told Krishna, I have one doubt. Krishna said, what doubt? For somebody who came with pratikula bhav, you gave yourself to Putana, what will you give to all these gopas and gopis who are serving you with love? What is left with you? How will you repay their debt? Right? So, Indra, after all, is a devotee. He is overcome with pride. So, Krishna's intention was to, smash his pride. He did that. Otherwise, he is very fond of Indra. Right, you will see in Putu Maharaj pastime also. Indra is known as another name for Indra. He is a breaker of family rules. One meaning of Indra. He only introduced all these bogus sampradayas of sannyasis. Right? So still Krishna is not upset with him. He brought him. He said, he asked Putu Maharaj, you want to be known as Shatakratu or you want to be known as a devotee? Is it so important that you have to do 100 sacrifices? Prithmaraj said, I don't want. You want to become Indra? No, I don't want to be. then leave it, na? 99 sacrifice, otherwise he is doing so much nonsense. So you forgive him. Right? So like that, he is not... one more thing, you know, Radha Govindamare always says, all those demons who have come to Vrindavan, Yadgatvan Nivartante Taddhama Paramamama. Nobody went back. Nobody went back to Mathura. They all stayed in Vrindavan only. But Indra came, asuric mentality, but still, you know, he had to go back. That itself was a punishment. Is it not? He didn't absorb him in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, Lord Brahma, he is the secondary creator of the universe. And he knows everything, present, past and future. So, how is it possible for Lord Brahma not to identify Lord Krishna while playing with the friends?
That is the amazement of Manushya Leela. Even what to speak of Lord Brahma, Lord Mahavishnu himself became, you know, attracted. Right? He himself becomes feel wondered. How, you know, somebody can do like that. So these Krishna's pastimes are like that. Right? Manushya, like, you know, Bhishma Dev says, no? That are you thinking that he is your cousin? Brother and all that? Right? He is Maya Guda. You know, secretly he is moving around among the human beings. But he is a Sakshat Parabrahman, like that Bhishma Dev. Everybody became bewildered. So what to speak of Brahma? Right? So there is nothing. That Krishna's pastimes are like that. Right? He was actually eating jutha. Right? There are so many devotees from different parts of the world. They gathered at Gokul, right? They all took birth. And, right? Somebody is... serving him sambar rice, somebody is serving upma, somebody is serving vada pav, right? Misal pav, dokla, right? Everybody was serving Krishna, like that, right? It is said that Krishna is, Lord Ramchandra, he is so particular about cleanliness. That even if by mistake also he touches the pallu of Sita, he would take bath. You know? The deity standard is like that. While doing deity worship, one should not touch one's cloth, one should not touch one's hair, one should not touch one's body, like that. But it is havan, you know, when they are performing havan, it has to be so pure, it should not be seen by a dog. You know, it should not be seen by a sudra. He should not be seen by a Brahmana who is not following regulatory principles strictly. So many rules and regulations. Pakka, highest cleanliness. Even if they are offering such food stuff, it is doubtful whether Krishna eats or not. Yajna book, that's why he is known as Yajna book. Even if there is a small mistake, Krishna will not eat. So, sometimes he doesn't eat the food prepared by very clean Brahmanas. Here you see, he is eating jutta of Gopala Balas, Gopakas. Right? When Acharya is expressing bewilderment. Like that. So, seeing all these things, but Brahma became bewildered. How this small boy can be God? You know, eating curd rice, and that curd rice also eating with left hand. Have you read Sankhya Bhagavatam? You know, Krishna was eating. You shouldn't eat with left hand, right? But he is eating with the left hand, curd rice, and it is dripping, and achar, and looking for the boys in the cows. Right? Then Brahmaji thought, how this person can be God? How he can be my master? Like that he became bewildered. Is it clear?
But Prabhupada, practically Lord Brahma, he knows everything. So, by the prayer of Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna, he took the incarnations in this Atla planet, and he knows everything, present, past, future. But for how Lord Brahma become?
That is not the mistake of Brahma. That is the wonderful nature of Krishna's pastime. You must understand this. This is the nature of Krishna's pastimes, that even Brahma became bewildered. Right? So Madhvacharya, he doesn't comment on 13th and 14th chapters. You know that? Huh? Our Sampradaya Acharya, Sri Madhvacharya, he doesn't accept that our Sampradaya Guru, Adi Guru, how can he become bewildered? He is asking like you only. Right? So he didn't comment on 13th and 14th chapters. Brahma Vimohan Leela, he didn't comment. He removed those two chapters from his Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.